92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
Ooh, nothing like a groovy Tuesday. Even with the overcast out there and that cool wind. Woo! We're still going to make it a groovy Tuesday. It is the Monica J. Show, your live and local FM talk show for all of Northern Nevada, 10 to noon every weekday. So if you miss today or tomorrow, hey, you can always check us out on our podcasts. Yep, podcasts at 991fmtalk.com. And while you're there, we're going to turn a groovy Tuesday into something fun. We're going to have some fun today. Yes, I got some serious stuff to drop on you, but we are going to have some fun. So at 991fmtalk.com, answer today's poll question. Because we have some creative people out there. But let me tell you, if you use profanity, it's going to be removed. We have somebody monitoring it. So what is your favorite name for Governor Sisolak? Or Sisolak. What is your favorite name to reference the governor? Again, do not use profanity. It will be removed. Why are we making fun of the governor? Well, let's see. Pick a reason. Mismanagement. Not being prudent with your money. Being probably the most divisive governor we have ever had in the state of Nevada. Of course, you know, my knowledge only goes back so many years, but I had done a little research on Nevada, and we've had some pretty darn good governors here. So 991fmtalk.com. That's where you can also stream the show and grab those podcasts that I was telling you about. How do we make this a groovy Tuesday? Well, we have some fun. Before we get to the fun, I do want to let you know, as we were talking about Governor Sisolak, there is going to be another We the People protest at the Capitol. This Saturday, yes, it's Memorial Day weekend, but what else are you going to do? Everything's closed down. So why not exercise your rights and stand up for Nevada? Does that sound good? Right there in front of the Capitol, 11 o'clock this Saturday. I have to go over to California and help my mom. As you know, we are changing a few things at the house, so I'm going to be working. But my heart is there all the way. Because people are portraying you as something you're not. They're portraying you as just protesters and rebel rousers and, you know, the opposite of Antifa. No. When all the other media says that you're storming the Capitol, I'll be giving the people the truth because I've been there with you. Nevadans, Americans, exercising their right in a time that we definitely see a tyrannical government. If you don't know the definition of tyranny, just look around you. Hair and nail salons can open, but you can't, not the spas. You can't get a massage or have your lashes done or whatnot. But we're going to get sports open up for you as soon as we can. But you can't go to the games. You're going to have to confine yourself at your home. But you can't have football or baseball parties. Might as well just shut the man cave down. By the way, I saw this little tidbit that let's just say I had some colorful words. They're doing a story on the stadium revenue each NFL team will lose if games are played without fans. I couldn't give a rat's patootie. First off, the NFL doesn't pay taxes. That is a multi-billion dollar business with people making money that you and I will never see in our lifetimes. Do they earn it? Never been a huge fan. So, for a story of that caliber, no, we will not be bringing you that. The story I would rather bring you is, while we're focusing on all of this other stuff, did you get the story about the international cyber attack on unemployment? Stealing millions upon millions of dollars of unemployment benefits? Are you still wondering maybe why you haven't seen any unemployment benefits yet? I love my listeners. Love, love, love our listeners. This was sent to me by a nurse. And I just want you to give a little listen on the things that need to be done. Because the blame stream media is misleading you. And hopefully you may get a little bit out of this on what needs to be done.
We are starting an investigation into who? Dr. Anthony Fauci. This letter is specifically about remdesivir. If you watched our show a couple of weeks ago, we have serious questions about the manipulation of the only study. Now, remember what Dolores was saying. Hydroxychloroquine is showing success all around the world. It works. Yet Tony Fauci has come out against hydroxychloroquine. It's not being used appropriately upon diagnosis in hospitals in New York where elderly are dying. And I think that that's a real problem. Instead, he's come out, he's excited about remdesivir, which is the exact flip of the coin, the opposite side of the coin. Remdesivir is failing in studies all around. Studies have been dropped. Now, we talked about this 2 weeks ago. You can go watch that show. But they're dropping out of trials because people are dying at higher rates that are taking remdesivir. Well, we're beginning an investigation. This letter is going out to Tony Fauci. Let me read some of the excerpts right now. Can we bring that up? This is, dear Dr. Fauci, the Informed Consent Action Network is reporting to you on April 29, 2020. You stated that the data shows that remdesivir has a clear-cut, significant positive effect in diminishing the time to recovery. This study appears to have many serious irregularities, as detailed below. Prior to sending these concerns to the appropriate federal ethics and oversight committees, we wanted to provide you an opportunity to respond. The study at issue, a multi-center randomized clinical trial, commenced on February 21st. Like all such studies before it commenced, a detailed study protocol was established. It is critical that the protocol be set in stone before a study begins. This assures the validity of the study. Despite the importance of adhering the study protocol, there were numerous substantive deviations in the NIAID study of remdesivir, the one you yourself are doing. All the failed studies, you're about to override it with one study that you are doing. We go through all of the issues. They changed the amount of people in the study. They went on and, you know, and despite the study protocol, they started changing categories. They even removed death as one of the categories so that we know how many people died. All of this while they're in the middle of the study. You're changing it while you're seeing results come in. This, by almost every definition in science, is scientific fraud.
Yeah. Imagine that. Why did Trump choose Fauci to be the voice and the head of all of this? To expose him to you. To expose him to the public. He's got a history. Do you feel like you're being played? Or do you feel like you're listening to the experts? I know how I feel. And once again, that's why I don't wear a mask in public and I don't shop at places that require you to wear a mask. Look around you. From Governor Sisolak to Mayor Hillary Sheevy, this is tyranny at its finest. We'll be back with a little fun, a little music, to get you going, maybe put a smile on your face. But we'll be back right after this quick break on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today and whatever time I can get from you. And if you can't be with me the whole time, well, guess what? You can check out our podcast at 991fmtalk.com. And yeah, today's poll question, what's your favorite nickname for Governor Sisolak? No profanity. Idiot has come up. Dip. Few little symbols there, and sex a lot. I like that. And I really like the one that somebody just emailed me. That's pretty dang funny. Cicilline. And for the younger generation who doesn't get that, think Mussolini. Yes, that is it. 991fmtalk.com. Also, if you want to call into the show or text, it is our text line as well, 884-9910. Just got this text this morning, too. Did you catch this morning's stats? Propaganda. Fox is noting that a New York study showing COVID death rate is twice as high, more like, you know, 100,000 in poor minority areas versus more affluent white areas. You know what? I just can't trust any study that comes out of anywhere from this. Is it domestic terrorism? Will we ever see the true narrative? The CDC, the leftist media? When you have doctors there to being told, paid off basically for their hospitals with money to falsify records. It's not good. It is not good. you need to do first something for yourself. I know it's a little overcast out there and blah, but think of the fun stuffs. Get out. Be active. Go for a run. You go for a run, not me. I don't run. Too many things bounce and jiggle. But, oh, man, think of all those fun things that you used to do. And then go out and do them. Get in the ocean. Maybe do a little surfing. Oh, wait, what? You can't surf?
Yep, this paddleboarder was arrested after refusing to get out of the water in Malibu.
If you go out on the ocean across the USA and you're wearing a swim shirt because of your scrawny waist,
it's from the sun.
Well, you just might notice the police in your way.
I'm alone in the ocean
because it's illegal to be surfing in the USA. They're catching them out paddleboarding, letting their children play. Surfing in the USA. You've been distancing for months now to keep the spread rate down. The only places you've been going are where there are no crowds. You're making sacrifices for your community. Now put your hands on your head because you are surfing.
They just told me not to touch my face.
In the USA. He's helping flatten in the curve now. He's exercising alone. Rocking a super baggy swim shirt to hide his muscle tone.
I told you it's for the sun.
If only you had flashed some children, it'd be a release day. But you're gonna jump a surfing in the USA.
Welcome to the good old USA. Now get out and have some fun. The attacks I got yesterday when I was encouraging people just to open their businesses. Fight back. That's how you fight back against the tyranny. You just open your business. This is so pathetic. I was speaking with somebody yesterday, actually my neighbor, and his godmother having a birthday, they had to go see her. You know, these moments are passing us. The biggest, well, actually, probably one of the biggest financial mistakes I made this year was buying a 2020 calendar, but, you know, or day planner, but I went and got another one that's actually like 2020, 2021 all the way through, and it was next to nothing. So I still try to plan. I'm still hoping that we just get over this BS. As I was talking with a candidate yesterday, just the whole thought of Lake Tahoe shutting down the 4th of July fireworks, it's May 18th. I'm sorry, it's May 19th. I lose time. It's May 19th. And you're already saying, oh, well, you know, we're just going to shut down July. We're going to shut down August. There are even some universities not even coming back for the fall 2020. Which, don't get me wrong, that can actually be a great thing. A great thing, not having the universities polluting the minds. And yeah, you know how I feel about that. The whole indoctrination process used to be at the university level. Now it's at the elementary school level. And it is a good thing that parents are seeing what has been going on with their kids. I've been hearing from a lot of parents, they're actually enjoying this time, enjoying the time with their kids and helping them learn. And you can also help the kids by, you know, watching the lessons that the schools are teaching, as opposed to what you understand. Government's afraid of that. Help them get through the lessons. Help them get through the tests. Let them know that, well, this is the way that the test wants you to answer. The overseers want you to answer. But this is the real answer. And when you're online, make sure you check out the Constitution classes. Wednesday night, 4 o'clock, Zoom, Nevada Patriot. I'm going to keep them going. 4 all o'clock I on do Wednesday. Zoom, 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 zoom in my room. Might be something for the whole family to gather around. Well, if you're locked in at home. We'll be back after this Fox News update. Get more on Sissy Pants. Stop texting me these great names and put them online so everybody can enjoy them. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica Jay Show. Always the crazy one. But I try to do my best for you. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Here we are, the Tuesday before Memorial Day weekend. So I wanted to drop something on you for you and the kids. Because so many people are thinking, oh, we can't go to the lake, we can't do this, we can't do that. Maybe it's time to think about why we observe Memorial Day and not celebrate it as a day off. Because remember, Memorial Day, the last Monday of May, we're honoring the men and women who died while serving in the military, in the U.S. military. Way back when it got started, it was originally known as Decoration Day. Did you know that? And it originated in the years following the Civil War and became an official federal holiday in 1971. Now, there are those Americans who observe Memorial Day by visiting cemeteries or memorials, holding family gatherings, and participating in parades. You know, kind of unofficially, it also marks the beginning of the summer season, but it's those parades honoring our military. You know, our military, our men and women in service should be remembered and celebrated every day. Because they don't get weekends off. They don't get nights off. They're 24/7. Putting themselves in harm's way. And sometimes there's great conflict in that. They don't want to be in certain areas. They don't want to go at certain areas. They're giving up the most memorable times in their lives. Graduations, weddings, births of their own children. To protect democracy. Don't you think they deserve at least one Memorial Day that, well, we're kind of still all on shutdown. why don't we actually talk about why we memorialize this weekend? And think about it. Especially in a time when you have National Guards being called up by governors, being put in front of Capitol buildings against their own people, being readied just in case. It's hard for a lot of these men and women. We need to be thinking about them. We need to be thinking about our law enforcement officers as well. I posted something on Facebook the other day. It was actually interesting. It came from the Ukraine. And all these police and riot gear, and I guess the video didn't automatically play. And so people were saying, you know, what is this? Because I just captioned, I wish this had happened in America first. Because what it was these officers laying down their riot gear and joining the people who just wanted to go back to work, who wanted to open up their society. Because you know what? Isn't that the saddest thing? In a society where we have people who just want to lay around, get checks, watch TV, have no ambitions, they're having the time of their lives right now. But the people that want to work are being told no. You go sit down and be quiet. And I'm going to break off from what I'm saying here because I put a plea out to this wonderful woman because she knows the justice system. She knows the people, the ins and outs. So I called out to Jane to help me with something that you keep asking me about, and that is the judges who are running for office, the district court judges, the Supreme Court judges, and she's finally calling in. So we're going to take time for Jane. Hey, Jane, thanks for calling into the show.
Thank you, Monica. I do apologize. I don't have the luxury to listen to you every day all during your 2 hours. I wish I did. And I wasn't aware you put a call out, but obviously there's a sense of urgency here, so we both are feeling.
There's a mental connection, I think, that you felt the call out that, you know, we need to be talking about these judges. I have received numerous emails, and like I've told people, I don't personally know the judges. I try to stay as far away from judges, especially in courtrooms, as possible. You know, that's pretty much how all of us live our lives, but you have the familiarity. So Jane, what do you think about the people that are running for Supreme Court and the district judges?
Well, Jerry Evans is not going to like what I have to say because who's campaigning on giving advertising time and advertising dollars to the radio station are not the judges that we should be voting for. Christina Pickering, Doug Herndon, should not be in the Nevada Supreme Court. And that's because they come out of the Las Vegas area. They're going to win because Las Vegas has three times the population Northern Nevada has. So Northern Nevada ever trying to defeat a Las Vegas person at the voting polls, it's never going to happen. What has to be done is we've got the three branches of government, It's not going to happen in the legislature. It's not going to happen in the executive branch. It has to happen in the courtroom. And as soon as Northern Nevadans start understanding, once we get these Las Vegas products out of the courtroom, Northern Nevadans will begin to have a say-so. And the way to do that, please listen carefully, judges run, their year runs from January to January, their terms. If they choose to retire or move to another court, say move up from a justice court justice to a district court judge, that term runs fiscally from July to July. So they'll retire one position in July. That gives them 3 months to start preparing for running during the election period. Does that make sense to you?
Retiring in July or retiring in January?
Their term runs January to January. But if they're not going to run for another period, another term, they'll quit in July.
Gotcha.
By doing that, their position then becomes an appointed position by the Nevada Supreme Court Chief Judge.
Gotcha. Okay.
Excuse me, Chief Justice. So then, and this is studied by millions of people. This is actually, you get a degree in this in college. It's called public administration. People vote for the incumbent. It's just the way voters go into the polls. They see the word incumbent. It's the first one on the ballot. They vote for it because people are like you, Monica. They aren't in the court system. They don't go before judges or justices. They don't study it because they don't know it. That's my wheelhouse. I've studied it through no fault of my own, but because I was forced into Nevada's justice system, which is one of the most corrupt in the United States. And we just learned that Doug Herndon had a case before him. This is a case you've heard me call in from time to time about Sabra Newby, the Reno city manager, and how she's quitting, and she wrote a contract for multi-millions of dollars for licensing and then multi-million dollar maintenance contracts each year. And that contract tips off the adverse party when a protection order applicant applies. The ramifications of that are costing Nevadan taxpayers millions and millions of dollars. And the reason is because when you tip off an already violent person, especially a gun owner, they will get more angry. They will be incited to violence. And they
retaliation.
Will retaliation. And that is always directed at the applicant.
Well, so, and Jane, something that I have never seen as good is appointments. You know, you have to have the will of the people and who the people want in there. So I don't think that there should ever be appointments. But you're saying that's what happens is when these people run for office, they're just kind of doing it in name only, it sounds like.
Well, you make a good point, Monica. When they run for office, like Doug Herndon's current commercial is, he said that the Supreme Court is not for the uneducated. There's a lot of nuances, and he's absolutely correct. The Supreme Court is a very, I mean, you can handle writs, you handle appeals. One thing that's happening in the Supreme Court now is all these protection order applicants went before Doug Herndon, And he shut the case down. He just dismissed it. Well, they have a right to be heard. And it came out of his district court case. So please understand, anything going on in Las Vegas, Northern Nevadans don't know about because they don't study it. And why would they? It doesn't affect them. I'm not saying that, like, another person running out of Las Vegas is FUMO. There's a guy here who's running. I can't think of his name right offhand. Vote for him. Vote for a Northern Nevadan. It may not be the right Northern Nevadan to be voting for, but once Northern Nevadans can at least get on the Supreme Court and have a say-so, then maybe we can start getting this Titanic turned around.
All right, Jane, can you hang on the line for just a minute? Because I got to take a quick break, but I want to continue this conversation with you, especially when the Wisconsin Supreme Court just made a huge, huge decision. Can you stay on the line with me?
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you. We'll be right back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for joining us today. Going back to the phone lines, we've just got a couple of minutes here, but I'm talking with Jane, and we're talking about the judges that are running for the Supreme Court and the District Court, and knowing who's who, it's very hard for us to really tell. Chris Pickering, Thomas Christensen, Esther Rodriguez are running for Supreme Court seat B. Let's see. It looks as though seat D, the candidates are Ozzie Fumo, Douglas Herndon, and Irv Nelson. The thing that always gets me is they're all listed as nonpartisan. And as we know, there's nothing in this life that is nonpartisan. But Jane, the question that I have for you is, Wisconsin Supreme Court just struck down the stay-at-home order. And we have so many people who are concerned about this that, you know, Governor Sisolak is overstepping his bounds. And this is where we really need a Supreme Court that watches out for the Nevada citizens.
You're correct about that, Monica. There is an opportunity for a Supreme Court justice, Nevada Supreme Court justice, to look out for the best interest of its citizens. And, of course, what Wisconsin did would not have anything to do with the state of Nevada, because these are district courts. These are state courts. Those kinds of decisions could be picked up by some sort of nonprofit that wanted to sue the states in a U.S. district court. My wheelhouse is a state court.
I'm just thinking that we're going to have this same thing come up against Governor Sisolak here in Nevada sooner than later. So is there any way for people, what's the easiest way for people to find out about the judges who are running for office?
Okay, so when the judges get appointed by Steve Sisolak, the Chief Justice at that time, let's say it's Chief Justice Michael Cherry, he had the opportunity to appoint, and he appointed Bruce Breslow. Bruce Breslow had many conflicts of interest. It takes a citizen going to these appointment meetings, and they're only held in Carson City, and you can only show up in person. So that makes it very difficult for thousands of us residents, hundreds of thousands of us residents. But if you can find someone who can attend these meetings in Carson City, when a governor is appointing a judge, and go and complain. Now, Michael Cherry went ahead and passed on three of the candidates that applied for the position, and then he made and then the governor made a decision. But what Justice Cherry passed on was not accurate. Justice Cherry did not pass on to the governor at that time, I believe was Sandoval, did not pass on what the public was complaining about. So it never even got considered by Sandoval. I would just like to say, I know the time's limited, but I would just like to say or ask you a question. Is the Cherry that advertised that reports for the radio station, is she related to Michael Cherry?
Oh, I have no idea.
No.
I believe
okay.
No. No.
Okay. That's good to know because I certainly don't want to offend anybody. But
yeah.
Mike Cherry
But Jane, I do have to cut you there because we have run out of time. But you know, this again just proves we have to do our research and we will do more on the judges for you. We'll be back.